In this lesson, we are going to walk through some of the top mistakes I see designers and creatives making on Behance. And the reason I know this is I made these very same mistakes. So I want to tell you these because it's something that you can avoid. And if you know these things up front, you'll be that much more better when recreating your portfolio or creating your portfolio for the first time. The first mistake I see is you put every piece of work on the platform. I've made this mistake. I've even mentioned in a previous video publicly that when I was creating my portfolio, I used it somewhat like a place of record. So any type of work that I did, I would put it up on my portfolio, no matter how large or small, I would just put it up because I personally wanted to know what I worked on and I wanted to be able to go to my portfolio and look at my progression in the past. That's okay. But in terms of getting a portfolio and creating a portfolio to entice clients to work with different agencies and collaborate with others and get recognized for your design work, that's not a good thing to do in terms of putting everything you work on. You want to put your best foot forward and show your best work. So that mistake is putting everything on the platform. Don't do that. Limit your portfolio to your 12 best things. And you don't even have to get that high, but I would say if there's an absolute top limit, it needs to be 12. And you can go back and update old things you worked on, or maybe you worked on something in the future that was way better than what you had in the past. You definitely need to go back and change it, but the max limit is 12, no higher than that. The second mistake I see, and I also fell victim to this, is you're not consistently active on the platform. Again, in the past, I would log on to Behance, upload whatever items that I had, and I would log off or not really go back onto the platform. And then I would expect people to appreciate my project or like my work or do something of that nature or just find me somehow. Really, that wasn't the best idea to using the platform. So if I wanted to actually benefit from Behance, I'm going to receive the exact amount of effort that I invest in the platform. So yes, it's a place to put your work, but there's also a huge community of other people. Some people starting out, some people who are experts, and some agencies and clients looking to hire, right? So you have the mix of these different types of people and you need to interact and talk to them. So if you comment on other projects, then you can also receive love back and get to know different people. So make sure you're consistently active on the platform. A huge mistake that I also made is not investing enough time in mockups and portfolio elements. So what I mean by this is a lot of times when I was working on a project or anything of that nature, as I mentioned, I just threw my work up. So if it's a logo, I just put up the logo. I didn't put any applications of the logo. I didn't talk about the process of how I got to where I was. I didn't put a mock-up of a logo on a folder, on a business card, or on a t-shirt, or even showing it on a coffee mug, anything like that. I just put the logo up by itself, and that's a huge mistake because you need to utilize mock-ups to really highlight and show that the work you did is worth it, and the work you did can be seen in the real world and used in the real world. Help people visualize that what you created has worth by setting an application for it. And you can use mockups for that. And we'll get into another lesson that talks about where to find these. However, that definitely needs to be an element in your portfolio, utilizing mockups. The fourth mistake that I see is your portfolio needs to have work that reflects the type of clients you want to attract. Again, I know this because I made this mistake. You can't put everything in your portfolio. If you want to work with sports teams and about athletic wear and look for those type of clients, that's perfectly fine. But your portfolio needs to show what you've created that has benefited sports teams, athletic clubs, or even clothing lines that support sportswear or whatever that might be. You need to speak to that aesthetic and focus on that. Someone can't visualize that you being a cartoonist really relates to creating logos for a sports team. They won't be able to merge the two together unless you show them that you're capable of doing the work. So really, the items that you select for your portfolio will also be a calling card for those same type of people that want to work with you. The fifth mistake I see is each project does not reflect consistency of results. And what I mean by that is you're trying to create a project or a portfolio item that really highlights and shows you're able to consistently go through a process and arrive at the best design solution to solve a problem. So again, you need to show that consistency in each portfolio, and how it works that out in each portfolio item is you create a project and the project follows a similar logic. Maybe they see the beginning, they see your process, and then at the end, they finally see the applications and mockups, and then you give a summary of what happened. Different things like what I just laid out would be consistently. If you consistently show that over and over, then people would understand this designer gets it, and I have a hint to his or her or their process, right? As we go through this course, we'll actually get into a framework of how you can consistently show your work in the right manner that'll take care of what I'm saying now, but I do see that as a huge mistake that experts as well as beginners both make. And the sixth and final mistake I see on Behance is do not submit student work. Treat the work like it's an actual project, because it is. Now, what I mean by student work is maybe you're in school, like a design school, art school, you're in college or university, or even if you're taking a course online and you're trying to learn how to be a better designer, you know, you may make something that really doesn't have any real world application. It wasn't for a client, you weren't hired to do the work, but you're just doing it to get experience. And then you put it up on Behance in your portfolio and you actually state that it's student work. This is a mistake because the mentality is you are inexperienced, right? And just because you may be a student or you may be learning, that doesn't mean you are inexperienced. One lesson that I had to learn as a designer was, I remember I created something and I felt like it wasn't worth a lot because I was new. I didn't have that much experience. Then I found out what I created looked very similar to something that an experienced designer created, but I created this on my own, you know, and it looked just as good as the work of an experienced designer. So again, if you are a student or you're learning, don't highlight that in your portfolio. Just put the work up, because the only difference between student work and, you know, work that is from a professional is the fact that you're getting paid to do the work, but the quality of work may look exactly the same. So focus on that, the quality of the work. Don't state or highlight you're a student or you're inexperienced. Just put your work up and let your work speak for itself.